Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, Winning Every Day family. Wherever you're listening from, at home, on the road, preparing for work or school, thank you for starting your day with us. I believe today's word is coming right on time for someone listening right now. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's lean into God together. Today's topic is resetting your spiritual compass. And our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Few years ago, I read a story about a pilot who discovered mid-flight that his navigation system was slightly off. It wasn't completely broken, just a few degrees misaligned. But here's the shocking part. A plane that's only 1 to 2 degrees off course at takeoff can end up hundreds of miles away from its intended destination. The pilot didn't crash. The plane didn't fall apart. But it arrived at the wrong place. That story stayed with me because that's exactly how life works spiritually. You can still be praying, still going to church, still doing good things. Yet, if your spiritual compass is off, even slightly, you may end up far from where God intended you to be. So today, the Holy Spirit is asking us a gentle but powerful question. Is your spiritual compass still aligned with God's direction? Life has a way of pulling us in many directions. Pressure, distractions, ambition, disappointment, routine, and even success can slowly shift our focus. The Bible reminds us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, "Let us lay aside every weight, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Notice the word weight, not sin. Some things aren't wrong, but they are misdirecting. Let me ask you today, when last did you pause to truly listen to God? Are your decisions driven by God's voice or by urgency and pressure? Are you busy? Or are you obedient? Psalm 25 verses 4 and 5 say, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me." That sounds like someone resetting their compass. Let's look at how we can reset our spiritual compass as believers. 1. Returning to God's presence. You don't recalibrate direction in noise. You reset in stillness. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Sometimes God hasn't stopped speaking, we've just stopped being still. Beloved, if you feel distant, remember, God is not far. One sincere moment in his presence can realign years of confusion. 2. Realigning with God's word. Your feelings change. God's word doesn't. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Ask yourself, what does God's word say about this decision? Am I obeying scripture or negotiating with it? Here's your encouragement. Every time you choose God's truth over convenience, your direction becomes clearer. John 8 verse 31 to 32. 3. Repenting and refocusing. Repentance is not condemnation, it's correction with love. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 says, "Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord." Sometimes your next breakthrough is not in pushing harder, but in turning back gently. As you go today, let me speak God's word over your life. I declare over you today, every spiritual misalignment is corrected now, in Jesus' name. In your life, confusion is giving way to clarity. I declare you will not arrive at the wrong destination in Jesus' name. God is reordering your steps and realigning your priorities. This season, you will hear God clearly and follow him boldly in Jesus' name. According to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, "You shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Today, God's voice shall lead and guide you as you go. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment today and ask yourself, what has been competing with God for my attention? Where did I start drifting? What is God asking me to realign right now? Don't forget, God corrects those he loves. Hebrews 12 verse 6. Realignment is a proof that you are still in his plan. Actions for the day. Before the day gets busy, spend 10 intentional minutes with God. Pray honestly. Read Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 slowly. Ask God to reset your spiritual compass. Write down one thing he tells you and act on it. In conclusion, beloved, a small adjustment today can save you from a major detour tomorrow. God is faithful. When you surrender direction, he takes responsibility for destination. Hear this today, you are not lost. You are being realigned. Finally, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Say this with me boldly. Today, I trust the Lord with all my heart. My spiritual compass is aligned with God's will. I hear his voice clearly. I walk in his direction confidently, and my steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm blessed today, and I will arrive at God's intended destination for my life. In Jesus' name, say it one more time. I'm blessed today, and I will arrive at God's intended destination for my life in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every listener today. We ask that you reset every spiritual compass that has drifted, quiet every distraction, sharpen spiritual sensitivity, and order our steps according to your perfect will. Let today be filled with peace, clarity, favor, and divine direction. We commit this day into your hands, and we declare it blessed for us and our families. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Before you go, if this devotional blessed you, please share the Winning Everyday podcast with someone you love. You never know who needs help resetting their spiritual compass today. Have a purpose-filled, direction-led, winning day.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.